is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 27th of June, 2015. It was on this day, 1787, Edward Gibbon completed the final volume of the history of the decline and fall of the Roman Empire. He was living in Lausanne, Switzerland. He was joyful, of course. He'd been working on it for 20 years. He'd written six volumes tracing the history of Western civilization from the height of the Roman Empire to the fall of Byzantium. Edward Gibbon, who said, "History is indeed little more than the register of the crimes, follies, and misfortune of mankind." It's the birthday of the novelist Alice MacDermot, Brooklyn, 1953, grew up in a community of Irish immigrants in Elmont, Long Island, writes books about Irish-American families struggling with their regrets, their secrets, their losses. Her novel Charming Billy was a bestseller in 1998. Her latest novel Someone came out in 2013. It's the birthday of Helen Keller, born in Tuscumbia, Alabama, 1880, came sick as a little girl with an illness that left her blind and deaf. Went off to Radcliffe College, became a celebrity, became a popular lecturer, also became a radical. She joined the Socialist Party and then the Industrial Workers of the World. She supported Communist Russia, hung a red flag over her desk. The FBI opened a file on her, and she helped found the American Civil Liberties Union. Died in 1968 at the age of 87. Helen Keller, who said, "No one has ever given me a good reason why we should obey unjust laws." It's the 100th birthday of the writer and activist Grace Lee Boggs, born in Providence, 1915. Her parents were immigrants from Guangdong Province in China. Her father ran a Chinese restaurant in downtown Providence. She grew up in a tiny apartment above the restaurant. She remembered being a young girl crying in the apartment and hearing the waiters in the restaurant suggest to her parents that she be left outside to die since she was a girl. She got a scholarship to Barnard, studied philosophy, got her Ph.D. at Bryn Mawr, went to Chicago, became a community organizer there. Her books include Revolution and Evolution in the 20th Century, and most recently, The Next American Revolution, published 3 years ago. Here's a poem for today by Robert Bly, entitled Living a Week Alone. After riding for a week alone in my old shack, I guide the car through Ortonville around midnight. The policeman talks intently in his swivel chair. The light from above shines on his bald head. Soon the car picks up speed again beside the quarries. The moon spot on the steel tracks moves so fast. 30 or so black Angus hold down their earth among silvery grasses blown back and forth in the wind. My family is still away. No one is home. How sweet it is to come back to an empty house, the windows dark, no lamps lit, trees still, the barn serious and mature in the moonlight. A poem by Robert Bly, Living a Week Alone, from Like the New Moon, I Will Live My Life, published by White Pine Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.